Thankful each and every one of us out here this morning. We're blessed to have the crowds that we have here, and I'm thankful for it. I enjoy it. The service is yours this morning. If you got a testimony, you need to give it. You need to come pray at this altar. You need to come pray at this altar. God's been good to us all. A couple announcements this morning we'll give. Certainly thankful for each and every one that come out yesterday to the Christmas Bazaar. It goes to a good purpose. Thankful to Becky Strickland for heading it up. And everybody from the sweet ladies to the young ladies that helped in the kitchen. We're thankful for that. I don't get myself in trouble no more. We're thankful for that. Yes, was good, and we are grateful for that, for the people that will step out and work in the church. That's God's work still yet. Was over, and we had some good fellowship. Good fellowship. We're thankful for that. We're thankful. Steve led our lesson this morning, and thankful for him. You've been a blessing, Steve. You really have since you come to this church to me, and I want to thank you for that. I'll tell you that. Okay. Jimmy's got an announcement, too.
Fisher Chapel will be using our baptistry right after the service. So if you see a bunch of people driving into the parking lot as we're leaving, that's what's going on. So what they will be, they're going to be baptizing. And we'll be doing baptism soon, maybe beginning of the year. We've got some that need to be baptized. Just want to let everybody know that's why the car will be probably coming in as we're leaving.
Amen. Also, remember Jimmy, he's going to the Cleveland Clinic tomorrow. And I told Micah, Jimmy, I just hope it's ready for surgery or it's healed, one or the other. You ain't worried enough about it, one or the other. And that's, we need to pray for that on that this morning. So, all right, we need to take up offering next. I think we got some fine-looking ushers up here this morning. And let's see. Jimmy, yes, prayer for the offering.
Dear Father, Lord, we're just so thankful, Lord, for all that you give us, Lord. We want to give you all the praise. We ask, Lord, that you just bless this offering, Father, Lord, that we'll go to that building of your kingdom, Father. We're thankful, Lord, for the ones who are here with us this morning, Father. We're thankful for the salvation you've given us. We give you all the praise, Lord, for it all. In Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We are so by the gifts from your hand, I just can't understand why you love us so much. We are so blessed, we just can't find a way for the words that can say thank you, Lord, for your touch.
Us.
there thinking, we serve a God that sticks closer to us than a brother. I got to thinking about that. I felt something in my neck last night. If you see his dark spot, I felt something, and we got to looking at it. Somehow I know there's a tick crawled right there. And it was stuck on there. Kathy used alcohol and everything else, and it was stuck on there. Almost took both of us to pull it out there. I never had none stuck to me like that. And I'm thankful that I have a Savior that'll stick to me like that always, people. And that's what it reminded me of right there when that come off of there. And it left a spot, and it hurt for a while, but I'm thankful that I have a Savior this morning. Okay, Chris, choir.
Let me touch it, 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 let me touch it Sing that chorus again, a cappella.
There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep.
Sing it like you mean it.
There's food on my table and shoes.
anybody lost them. I guess they're pigs something. But anyway, they're laying up here. They was found up here on the seat this morning. So, all right, Jimmy.
Good to hear. These are good testimonies. Good testimonies. If you've got your Bibles with you, we'll go to Psalm verse 95. Psalm verse 95. And you know that song, "Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings on Me." It means a lot to me and our family. You know, we always sing it at Thanksgiving, and then whenever one passes away, my grandfather, my grandmother, we'd sing it, you know, at their services and everything. But I don't think I've ever heard it as beautiful as it was a little bit ago.
Yeah.
When they stopped playing.
Yeah.
And,
Blessing, Lord.
You know, that's what it sounds like when we're all in one voice.
There you go.
We're all in one accord.
There you go. You hit it.
And I thought of how good it sounds to me, but how good that must sound to God.
Yeah.
To hear us singing our praises to Him.
Amen.
Knowing everything that we've been through. All each of us have been through different things. And for him to hear that. Bless you.
He said it right.
Yeah.
And I can just hear him in heaven.
Yeah.
That's my family.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Those are my children.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, you that don't like to get loud, you get loud in the games. But I want to tell you, according to the word of God,
Yeah. Bless you.
If you don't cry out and praise him, the rocks are.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm not going to let the rocks praise him.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear me? Tell me to leave.
Bless you, Al.
Amen.
I was a nobody.
Amen.
From the ghettos of East LA.
Yeah, bless you, Al.
Came to West Virginia.
Listen
and
to this.
Found the greatest kid. Well, I said, that's me. I said, he's a kid.
Yeah. Amen. Bless you.
Young, repeat after me. He wouldn't do it. I said, repeat after your son. He said, he wouldn't do it. I said, repeat after your daughter. He wouldn't do it. Finally, I got right close to him in the bed. He's laying, I'm laying right here. I said, tell her, repeat after me. He still wouldn't do it. Then his daughter got real close and said, Daddy, just ask him to forgive him. And something clicked.
Hey, Joe, when you realized that they thought you was working on your car, did you start acting like you were working on your car? That's probably what I would do. Yeah. He wasn't hurt. Well, listen, you all mind the Lord. The Lord wants to hear what you're thankful for. We want to hear what you're thankful for. Someone else.
Jimmy, I'm thankful.
Bless you, Tim.
I bless you. I deserve that.
Bless you, Tim.
But he took it. He keeps me. He keeps me. He really does.
Bless you, Tim.
You know, we had a lesson this morning. Brian, that was a good lesson you did. He did a real good one, I think. It made me think about it. He's talking about the sinner lady that came and washed Jesus' feet with her tears.
Yeah.
And wiped them dry with her hair, anointing the boy. Now, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
She got serious.
Yeah.
She got serious. She knew where she was coming from. She knew exactly where she had been. And it wasn't too long ago, I believe it was Trenton had a message that said sometimes we need to remember. We didn't need to remember. Now I can't paraphrase the way that he did perfect. Where the devil was taking us and where Jesus brought us out.
Yeah.
Of. And where, you know, because the devil, he'll take you just right down a narrow road.
Yeah.
Right. And it's it only leads one place. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that the Lord seemed to be one.
Yeah.
I'm thankful. I got to be honest with you. I'm glad that the Lord reminds me that if it wasn't for Him, I don't know where I'd be.
There you go.
I may be down this
road.
Yeah, right.
I may be down that road. I'm no better than anybody else that's out there in this world.
showed them something. They were confused because they couldn't understand why you had no desire to be there.
That's right.
Yeah.
And your desire comes from the Lord. Yeah.
You showed them. You can't find them, Jimmy.
Amen. Bless you, brother.
Bless you,
yeah.
Buddy.
You know, the way the world is today,
yeah.
You wonder why he hadn't come yet.
Yeah.
He's got
yeah.
to be fed up.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll tell you one reason I think he hasn't come, because of a church like this.
Bless you,
son,
yeah.
The praises, the testimony, and the sin. He loves to be praised.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
All pray for us.
Yes.
Amen.
Pray
for
us.
Amen.
Bless you.
Bless you, Mike. You're not holding up anything.
Bless you, Mike. Lord, what have I done to deserve?
Bless you, Mike.
Your blessings. And Lord, just briefly went through my mind and started pointing out things that I've done for him. And I bring it down to witness two people being saved because we were there praying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not only for you, but for each and every one.
Amen. 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 morning saying, why haven't I started talking? That's not how this works here at this church. We obey the Lord.
Right.
And we, if God gives you a burning testimony, he's giving one to Todd right now. Bless you, Todd. Bless you, Todd. That's how this works. Bless you, Todd.
Come on, you want to get up and go look. I'm going to be here.
Bless you, Todd.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I am so blessed.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah.
He just pours it on me.
Yeah, he does.
Shame on me if I wouldn't come in here and thank my Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to obey the Lord.
Yeah.
I want to obey the Spirit. I've got songs.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, Tom.
He's already in control.
Yeah. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Tom.
We're in the flesh. We worry about things.
Yeah.
He tells us not to.
Yeah.
But we do. But I think this song is just so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, bless you, God.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me tell you something, folks. We're on holy ground.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Now I don't deserve it. I don't deserve what
none of us do.
Blessings that he just pours on me and my
blessing.
I don't deserve it, but I'm thankful. I thank you, God, for
amen.
Loving me and for just
amen.
Boy. As I kneel in the darkness, praying for the night, praying for assurance, everything's gonna be alright. Lord, I see another battle, it's out in front of me. I'm afraid I won't be able, and I go down in
here.
He said, do you remember where I brought you from? Just take a look behind you at how far you've come. And every time you ask me, didn't I deliver you? So why would you be thinking that I wouldn't see you through? Didn't I walk on the water and I calmed the raging sea? I spoke to the wind, it hushed and I gave it peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right beside you just so you wouldn't fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sin? I searched until I found you, and I'd do it all again. Now she's talking to her father in a house that was once a home. She said, my bills are coming due, Lord, and 6 days is not that long. She hears a voice so soft and low. He said, I moved like that before. I'll do this little thing, oh, and I'll give you so much more. Walk on the water, and I calm the raging sea. I spoke to the wind, it hushed and I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right beside you just so you wouldn't call. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die? Searched until I found you, and I'd do it all again. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sin? I searched until I found you, and I'd do it all again.
Yeah. come to this altar if you need it this morning.
Yes.
Bless you, Tom.
Yeah, bless you, Tim.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Bless you, Tom.
It's not on there? Bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bible says the one who loves his life will lose it, and the one who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. Where I am, there my servant will also be. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. I serve a Savior. It's what I His grace and love I don't deserve. I will be faithful, humble and grateful. My life is great. A Savior. I'm going to sing your song.
Yeah.
Just for you. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave His Son to win. His erring child He reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill and o'er the skies of parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill and every man a scribe by trade to write? Nor could the scroll contain the whole, those turrets from sky to sky. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. Saints and angels, song.
Amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you.
Do you all know that that song was written by a man that was committed in an insane asylum? And he was diagnosed as being demented. And the verses of this song were written on the wall of his cell.
Yeah.
Now, if that's demented, that's exactly where I want to be.
Yeah.
Now, you think about that.
Chris, read that. Just read the last verse, what he says there.
Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade. Now, this man was supposed to be crazy.
Yeah.
To write the love of God above
yeah.
would drain the ocean dry. Amen. Nor could the scrolls contain the whole, those stretched from sky to sky.
Yeah.
Now, I'm telling you, if that's demented, that's exactly where I want to be. Yeah. I want to be that crazy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Hey,
amen.
He's here.
Yeah.
He's here.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. If you forget what you I got, you never give it back.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
It's good. It's better than honey out of the honeycomb.
Yeah.
Let me finish my story with that. He was in bed, just ran down. They said, "Go cut him, get everything ready." And he couldn't hardly talk to me.
Bless you.
So I went back to see him.
Yeah,
he said he
Everybody stand as he sings this song. He came to the altar. You haven't done this before.
There is an unseen hand to me that leads to ways I cannot see. While going through this world of woe, his hand still leads. I go, I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this way. Sin nor sorrows e'er can come, and I long to see my Savior's face and sing the story saved by grace. And I'll praise him for his guiding hand. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this way.
Psalms. No, I'm just joking. Bless you, Jim. Bless you, Jim.
Mind and spirit.
This is what happens when you mind the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
And I didn't do nothing to deserve it except say yes.
Right.
But all we want today is to see his hand and see his face. And all we need, all I want today, and I'm sure the rest of it, is to get well, brother.
Amen.
Faith, believing, and doubt not, you shall receive. He knows if you've got a skeptic in the heart.
Amen.
Sure. Since you've been here.
Sure.
Used to sit with you and Michael back there.
Amen.
The morning before Judy and I actually come together. But anyhow, you married this lady and I. You married us.
Yeah.
I lost my son 4 years ago this month.
Bless you.
You preached these funerals. I was supposed to have been the one that went before my son.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I have never questioned God. I've never faulted him because I know deep in my heart, God makes no mistakes.
Amen.
Death is coming to all of us.
Right.
So one of these days, I have this assurance.
Yeah.
I prayed with my son. I knew that he was saved.
Amen. Yeah.
Baptized in the ocean.
Yeah,
I've heard him testify. And so I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
And it may be sooner than I. I know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you've always been special
in
my life and Judy's life.
Bless
you.
Bless
you. Thank you.
Bless you. Bless you.
It's amazing how two little verses can describe one service. I was just sitting here, I hadn't even noticed they had changed verses. I was sitting there reading the first one, talking about praising the Lord and making a joyful noise, and now talking about kneeling down, praying, and worshiping the Lord. It's amazing, like I said, how two little verses can describe one service. God knew what he was doing this morning, Jimmy.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why you should always come to church. You just don't know what's going to happen.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Don't feel just so
good. Amen. I love when God does that 180. I mean, when you're just like Paul's on the road and all of a sudden, you know, just a 180 in his life. But I want to say this. There are people in this church that have been through a lot more than I have. And just them being here, whether to testify or not, just them being here and praising the Lord. That's what Thanksgiving is about. That's I can just look at faces and look at people that have lost parents, children, siblings very recently, and they're here praising the Lord.
Yeah.
And we're so thankful for that. And then also, we need to praise God for the ones that are being baptized this morning. You know, they're not at our church, but they are our church. They're part of our church. They're part of our church family. And those things happen through us. The circumstances of your life has a big bearing on your testimony. And that's what I was saying a little bit ago. There's people in here that have gone through a lot, some hard times. And their testimony bears a lot of weight when they testify. Like Virgil just testified about his son. And those carry a lot of weight. And those help sustain us. And we give God all the glory for that. So,
yeah.
Bless you, fam.
Bless you,
fam. Yeah, bless you.
This is different.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take time to give a whole big background, but
bless you,
here's what I want to say. I want to say that, I mean, there's endless things that I'm thankful for. But the one that came to me this morning on the way here is I'm thankful that my dear mother is not standing Thanksgiving suffering in a nursing home.
Yeah.
She's in heaven.
Yeah.
She's been gone
years.
And I've never really thought about that before. But the holidays can be real sad when you think about the people that you're missing.
Yeah.
I'm happy that we are going there to a nursing home.
Right.
just jotted down these things. These things are temporary. Storms, gloomy days, pain, tears, death, evil, all those things can be temporary for you. These things can be permanent for you. Joy, peace, love, praising God, smiles, rest, and just life. Life is permanent if you choose it. He made a way for us to do that. We should be thankful that all those bad things are temporary and all those good things are permanent. And we have Jesus Christ to thank for that and God, and we're thankful for that. So. Anything else?
Jimmy, I can't thank you enough for what you
bless you, Larry. Bless you, Larry. Bless you, Larry. Amen.
Amen. Good message, Jim.
Amen. Amen. I love these services. What if we didn't have them? That'd be awful.
This is not the norm.
Yes.
I will tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're in a faith
tradition,
different than this is you go in, you sing two songs,
yes.
You have a prayer, you sing a song, you take an offering, you sit down, the pastor talks for 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
because that's all he's allowed. You get up, you sing a song, you leave.
Right.
You're done well within an hour. And if you're not, people are doing this one.
Sure.
This is not the norm.
Yeah.
This
Thank
is,
God for that. Amen.
It is. Amen. It is. And y'all just don't know how special this is.
Yeah.
And our pastor at home, he's awesome. About
yeah.
But he's reminding us lately, you can't have the mindset that you go to church.
Yeah.
This is where the church meets.
Right.
But we are the church.
Amen.
I
Amen.
Am the church.
Yeah.
And it's more important for me to be the church when I leave that
sure.
church.
Sure. Amen.
Because we can jump up and down and shout and holler and everything all day long, right now.
Absolutely.
In dinner.
Yeah.
But who's going to see it?
Right.
Us. We all know it. It's those things out there that don't.
Right. Absolutely.
Amen.
So that's where.
Yes.
Trust me, I believe he does have a shout.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
It's important that we are the church wherever we are.
Yeah.
Amen. We're the church 24/7.
Exactly. Right.
365 for all of our natural lives.
Right.
And if we're not, then we need to think about it.
Amen.
Amen.
And so we should also be thankful out there too, shouldn't
That's
we?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
Every day for
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm thankful for you.
Amen.
Don't feel uncomfortable when your friends will keep offering you a drink. Feel blessed that you're showing them
sure.
that you're going to stick to your guns.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And by the way, I hope y'all don't turn normal on us. Stay. We want to keep this church doing what God wants us to do and not what we expect, what we're expected to do. So.
Let's be that kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. All right. It's been a great place. Great, wonderful place to be. Yeah. Let's just give God a hand for this. Bless you, Jim.
It so happens it hits 28 this year.
Yeah.
But remember, the other three needs to be here for some church where God is in it.
Yeah. Bless you, Jim.
It's tough, but, you know, hey, I know who's got it under control. He gives us the strength to get through every day. Just remember from children in prayer and remember our nation
Amen.
And our military.
Amen. One more thing. This Thanksgiving, when you're gathered around with your families, we know that there's going to be a prayer before, but add something extra in that. Add something to witness to your families and just add a little bit of scripture or add something, you know, to that family Thanksgiving so that people can be witnessed to and we can show our love to God and everything. So, all right. If nothing else, we're going to I'll go ahead and pray and dismiss. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we're just thankful, Lord, that we could be in your house this morning. Father, we're thankful, Lord, that your spirit, Lord, that your spirit was in this place. And Lord, that we minded the spirit, Father, Lord. Help us, Lord, just to be thankful, Lord, in bad times and good times, Lord. We're so thankful, Lord, for all those that come, Lord, to be with us here this morning, Father. We're thankful, Lord, for those who come to the altar, Father, Lord, to seek your hand, Father. Lord, we pray for them. And Lord, we're thankful, Lord, for the ones that are going to be baptized today, Lord, that you know, that there's much rejoicing in those that give their lives to you, Father, Lord. And we're so thankful for that. And we ask your blessing on their life as well, Father. We thank you for all these things. We have so much to be thankful for. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.